Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Whoa. Happy Sabbath, everybody.
Happy Sabbath.
You just got to know what to say. So I glance back and look at the clock. You guys must have picked up a bunch of offering because you took 3 minutes of my few minutes. And I got to watch my time. They're watching me now. So I figured if I just wrote the story smaller, it would fit. I don't know. We'll see. And then the other problem is now I can't read it. So, all right. Let me ask you guys a question. Who among you thinks you can do great things for Jesus? You kind of so-so? You? All right. Let me tell you something. I believe all of you can do great things for Jesus. You know why I say that? I read a story last night about a little girl, and she did one of the most amazing things for Jesus. And I want to tell you about that this morning. Her name was Hattie Mae, I think. But this is a really neat story. So here's the way it goes. You guys ready? Who's ready for the story? Okay. This little girl lived in Philadelphia. That's a long way from Texas. She was 7 years old, okay? And she went to church one day, but guess what? They wouldn't let her go into church. How many of you guys have a Sabbath school class that you go to? Is it nice in there? Yeah. Can you get your kid? I'm kidding. So... Okay, so listen, she wanted to go into the church and sit with the other kids, and they would not let her. You know why? She was outside crying by the door, and the pastor walked out there and asked her what was wrong, and she said they wouldn't let her in, and they told her the church was too full. But guess what? The pastor knew why she couldn't come in. See, she had really dirty clothes on. And her face was dusty and dirty looking. Her hair was really a mess, kind of like my hair looks when I wake up in the morning. It's awful. But her hair was really a mess. She didn't even have shoes on her feet. But she wanted to go to church and meet Jesus, and they did not let her. So the pastor took her by the hand, took her into the church, and found a place for her in children's church. And she had so much fun. I'll tell you what, she had so much fun. She went home and she dreamt about that. And the story goes that she dreamt about some way to get more kids to be able to come in there if only they had a bigger church. See, she thought they needed a bigger church so she can fit in other kids. And she knew a lot of other kids who would have fun in there getting to know Jesus but couldn't come to church either. Then the story gets really sad. A couple of years later, not long after, something happened, and she closed her eyes and didn't wake up. It was really sad. And the parents called a kind pastor because he was so nice to her, and they asked him if he would tend to the services. And when they were picking up the little girl, something fell out from by her arm. It was a little purse. Who has a purse? Louise, put your arm down. Okay, so if you have a purse, you know, in your purse you put your
money.
That's right. We got a smart one here. What do you put in the purse? Smiles? Okay.
You can put tissues.
Tissues, that's right. You don't have a purse.
Accessories.
Wow. Okay. I would just say my stuff, but my accessories. Let me tell you what was found in her little purse. They found two things. Money, you are right, all of 57 cents. I'll tell you what. I've come to a point where if there's 57 cents on the carpet on the other side of my car, this belly says leave it. You know, but she had 57 cents in that purse and a little note, and they gave it to the pastor, and scribbled on the little note, it said, maybe we can build this church bigger so more kids can fit. It took her 2 years to save up 57 cents, and she kept it in that little purse the whole time. And she had that note that she wrote down that she was trying her best to make that church bigger so more kids like her can go in there and meet Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Yes? Yeah, because if I had 57 cents, I'm trying to see if I can get the Snickers bar. But she had a bigger plan. And it's interesting because the story didn't end there. The pastor cried about this when he heard it, and he shared the story with everyone. And then he challenged his church members, challenged them, to see if we can raise enough money to expand the church a little bit and invite more of the neighborhood in. See, they live in a very poor neighborhood. And guess what happened? The church folks rose to the occasion, and somehow the news media got wind of this, and they published the story, and this man that sells homes and lands and properties, he came to them and said, I've got some land I can sell to you since you want to build a bigger church. But they couldn't afford it. You know, he needed thousands and thousands of dollars for this. Ooh, I got to hurry up. Thousands of dollars for this. And he knew the story, though, so he looked at them and said, I understand you don't have enough. I'll tell you what, I'll cut you a deal. I will let you have this land for 57 cents. This is a true story. Can you believe that? They bought all that land for 57 cents. And the members started making their donations. People were radioing in and sending money. It was a long time before GoFundMe, so I'm not sure quite how they got this. But they came up with $250,000. Now, who do you know can take 57 cents and turn it into $250,000?
My dad.
Let's talk after.
Jesus.
That's right. Jesus can do that. Jesus can take 57 cents when you have enough trust in him, when you have enough faith in Jesus. Jesus can take 57 cents and turn it into $250,000. See, he doesn't need your money, guys. What does Jesus need from you?
Our love.
Your love?
Trust.
Your trust.
And your faithfulness.
That's right. These are the things that Jesus looks for in your heart.
You just give her the answer, right?
I was thinking out loud. So, in wrapping up the story, here's the thing. This little girl had so much love for Jesus and such faith and trust that she believed her 57 cents can really make this church bigger for her friends to go to church. If you go to Philadelphia today, you will find this church that holds 3,300 people, has a church school with over 100 students, and there's also the Samaritan Hospital nearby that's part of them. All of that started with 57 cents and faith in Jesus. So the moral of the story is, anything you want, you turn to Jesus and you trust in him. And if it is right for you, he will give it to you. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Let us see if we can get this kid over here to pray for us. Jordan? Don't be scared. We expect our kids to do this.
Thank you, Lord, for gathering these wonderful children here today. Thank you for teaching us new things every Sabbath through these children and show us how much these children know and how much happiness they bring into our lives. Amen.
You guys can go back to your seats now. Thank you.